The story is about how one should love God. And the story that I will narrate now depicts wonderfully how one should keep one's love for God to oneself. Years and years and years back, there was a king who had a very handsome prince, and he wanted to have a beautiful princess for the prince. So he searched his kingdom and he could find a suitable match for his prince. She was very beautiful, healthy, and all the talents and everything that the king wanted for his prince were there in that girl. And now what happened is that this prince was married to this lady, and after some years the king called all his subjects and said that he would like to retire, you see, from ruling, and he made his prince the king of his kingdom. The princess became naturally the queen, and both lived as the king and the queen. Everything was there at the command. The king was handsome, healthy, the queen was beautiful and healthy, everything was there, the whole kingdom and the subjects were very happy about their ruling over them and all that. In spite of it all, it seemed that the queen never expressed happiness. And she, as years passed by, looked more gloomy, appeared to be more gloomy, unhappy. Sometimes the king would ask her what ailed her. Was she not good in health? Was there anything lacking from his side? She never gave an answer to all this. She said that, well, it's her fortune, you see. She was not blessed with what she desired. And the king asked, what's the matter? He says, everything is there at my command. You have given me everything. I am the queen of a great dominion. And yet, there is one thing which is most dear to me is lacking. What is it? I would try to supply that, he said. She said, well, I haven't heard from your lips even once during the years I am with you the name of God. And I long to hear that from you. He gave the answer saying, did I ever come in your way of worship? Did I ever ask you not to worship your God? Did I ever come in the way of my subjects? Leave me alone in this respect. I can't help you in this respect. My duty is to see that my subjects are happy, that I discharge my responsibility as the king. I attend to my daily duties. I see to the welfare of my wife, who is the queen. Leave me alone where matter regarding God concerns. So she took this in a different light and thought that he was an atheist, and all the more it hurt her. And she was not happy even after she cleared her heart about the subject. Years passed by, and gradually it so happened that she lost her health, she lost her beauty, she lost everything, you see. In spite of all the wealth, all the subjects around her wanting to help her, there was no cure for this disease. She pined and longed to make her husband a devout worshipper of God. And she failed in that. And she thought that nothing useful was served, you see, in his being a beautiful king and husband. Nothing, because he had no God within his heart. Years passed by, and the king had also lost hopes for her, and she lost hopes in him. But somehow or other, years rolled by. One day, all of a sudden, the king finds, when he got up in the morning, that the queen was up, and she was very active, all of a sudden. Not knowing what had happened, she tried to ask he tried to ask his subject, she says, minister who was there in the palace already, so what's the matter? Why are you here so early? He says, well, at the command of the queen. What has she commanded? He says that the whole town, the whole capital should go gay. Why? What's the reason? Is there any anniversary? Is there any festival? Is there any birthday of the past events or Rama or Krishna or anything that is to be celebrated? He says, we know not. We have been ordered to see that every house in the capital, everywhere as far as the message could reach, you see, in the town, in the dominion itself, in the kingdom, that all people should feel happy, make merry, and make the whole place very gay and lively. But what is the reason? He did not know, and he was so happy, his heart was so full of joy that day, after many, many years of life with the Queen. Not because of what she had ordered, but because she had taken the initiative to give the order. Because he had completely lost hope in her. He thought that she had no interest whatsoever in her subjects or in the kingdom over which she was the queen. So well, he allowed the preparations to go ahead, and then when it was day, and he had the opportunity, he came to the queen and says, I'm very happy today to find you so preoccupied with all the arrangements. It really makes me very happy. It's a great day in my life. And she said, indeed, it's a great day in my life too, and therefore I am very happy. So what's the cause of your happiness? He says, my longing has been fulfilled. My God, my Master, my Lord has fulfilled this desire in me. He says, what's that? What was that? He says, tonight, when you took a turn in your bed, I heard from your very mouth the name of God. What? He said. Did my beloved escape from my heart? And that was the last sentence he uttered, and he collapsed, he died. And that's the story. That's how he loved his God, the Lord of his own heart. He wouldn't want others to share with his beloved, you see. Nobody knew that he was a devout worshipper of the Lord. The moment he heard from his queen that his beloved had escaped from his heart, he no longer could live. The very breath from his heart had left. So such should be our love for our beloved Baba. We could love him if we can love him that in that way, in that fashion, while attending to all the worldly duties, being in the very midst of all the duties, you see. People not knowing whether we love him or we are an atheist or we don't, or what. And yet, we are in tune with him all the time. That is real worship. That is real love, as Baba always would point out to us.